amen and amen. You may have your seats. And as we begin the sermon, I want to start by a question. And the question is, what is the brand or flavor of chocolate you have enjoyed through the years? What's the brand of chocolate that you've enjoyed through the years? What is it? I've seen some chocolates that have been passed by the ushering team. Probably if you can share with your neighbor what chocolate you get to love, what flavor of it you get to love. Sasa to share na wewe mwingine. What's their favorite? You've told them yours. What's theirs? Hapa mbele naona their favorite chocolate is so good. Mbaka wanapatia na high five. What have they said? What has your neighbor said? Can we have a roaming mic going round? What's your favorite chocolate? Is there a roaming mic? Dave, Madaga. You guys, can I have a roaming mic? Probably they can hear from 2 to 3 people what their favorite chocolate is. Just random. There's one here.
Can bring me chocolates from all over the world, but nothing beats the Cadbury taste.
The Cadbury taste, wow. Someone else? There's one on that end.
Oh, yeah? All right. Just have to run.
I said, we were discussing here with Anthony. Actually, there are two brands. They're all from Belgium. Mm-hmm. There's one called Lindt. They usually have it in boxes, but they're small, packed in small pieces, and they're usually like 100 in a box. And then there's one called Gillian. So they have them in like in quarry shells.
Lindt and Gillian.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you. The last one. Sasa mtafanya tusijibu. Mshatupeleka Belgium. How can we, yeah?
Good morning. I've just heard that conversation between Edgar and Anthony. I beg to differ, because Lindt is Swiss.
Hey.
Can't go wrong with Swiss.
Can we have the altar call and go home? Hey, Lindt is Swiss. Tuambie yako sasa, tulete home.
Yangu inaitwa ko.
Yako inaitwa?
Ko.
Sawa. Ko. Sawa. Ya Elder Bulliver inaitwa? Ko. Amen. However, when I had when I asked people this conversation, sikuambiwa Lind, sikuambiwa hiyo ingine inaitwa nini? Sikuambiwa, okay, that one. But tuliambiwa caramel, nati, nikaambiwa sikulangi chocolate, najaribu kufikiria. Nikaambiwa dark, kuna white. Amen. However, there's one that I was told and I was like, is there one that is like that? I was told spicy chocolate. When I was told spicy chocolate, I was like, I had to go on Google and see whether it is true. Amen. And when I looked it up, I found that there is spicy chocolate. Amen. And you get to realize that when chocolates were first invented, they were invented by the Mayan people of Central America hundreds of years ago. And the very first version of the chocolate was not nice. Kalikuwa kangumu. And for everyone who hasn't watched that movie, it's called Apocalypto, right? Really, really nice movie. But anyway, that's not where we are. Let's come back to chocolates. Amen? Even though it had a bittersweet taste, people have gotten to a place where they are bringing it back. You'd go to your favorite coffee shop and tell them, I want spicy. Tumezoeanga kusema tunataka mocha, tunataka ngagani ingine. Yeah? Yeah. But right now you can go to your favorite shop and you tell them you want spicy, that tea that you ask for and they give it to you. You can also go to your favorite store. Okay, so you come as Mefika up and you ask for the various blends of the chocolates which have spice in it and you get to buy it. And admittedly, I'm one person who really, really loves chili. And chili gets to increase the flavor profile of any meal that you get to eat. Sindio, for the people who like food, is it true or false? It gets to increase the flavor of the food that you eat. For Nigerians, it is their pepe. Amen. For the Ethiopians, it is their bebe. Bear. For the Rwandans, it is their akabanga. Sindio? Sisi Kenya tunakuanga na? Kashufari, kashumbari. For the Kenyans, it is the kafiri? Firifiri. But over and above that, we also get to hear that chili gets to boost your vitamin C and antioxidants in your body. It gets to boost your digestive health, reduce the risks of cancer, provide joint pain relief, and much more. Because chili is incredible to the people who love it. Amen? For me, I really love it, and for every meal that I get to eat, if it doesn't have chili, I feel that there's something that is missing. However, there's one thing that I also notice about chili. You have to put it with moderation. Ukijua vile utaiweka na uieke vizuri, itaonja vizuri. Na ukieka mingi, itafanya nini? It will become overwhelming because it is something else. Amen? And so for our visitors, probably you might be here and you're wondering why we are talking about chocolates in the service. So the reason is because last week we launched an amazing sermon series called Box of Chocolates. But then what we want to do with our sermon series is to understand your leadership flavor. Because all of us got to a place where we have been created differently. We have a unique flavor in the thing that we get to do through the different temperaments that we have. And through the series, we discovered that God has made humanity rich and diverse. And that in many ways, we are like a box of chocolate that has different shapes and sizes. For us, in the context that we are using in this sermon series, we are using a finder known as the temperament theory, which I had Edgar talked about, and I know that a challenge was given last week, or a homework was given for each and every person to go and do the test so that you may get to know who you are. So within the temperament theory, you get to realize that there are cholerics, there are melancholics, there are phlegmatics, and there are sanguine. And each of us is a combination of at least two of these types. Amen. Who did the test and you are like, eh, is this really me when you get to look about it? Because I've had Edgar saying, hey, I didn't know I'm a sanguine, but you did the test and you discovered that that is who you are. Who did the test and they got to discover something totally different? Yeah, Pastor Zeddy did it. I'm seeing Pastor Purity. Who else did it and they got to discover something different about them? I think when I did it, though I've done it so many times, I get to get different responses out of it. And this time around when I did it, I was like, I didn't know that I had that in me. Which, when I had conversations with people, they were like, yeah, you have, they said I'm a flake. I don't know whether I have a flake in me. But they said in one way or another, I have a flake. One that I know I am is what I'm talking about today is choleric, but I never knew I had a flake in me. But through their conversations, it appeared that I had. But you may ask yourself, do we really need to have this series in the first place? And two reasons come to mind when we get to think about it. Firstly, that it is important for God's people to know truly, truly who they are. When you look at the book of Romans chapter 12 and verses 3, this is what it says. Don't think you are better than you really are and that you should be honest in your evaluation of yourselves. What this tells us is that we are all different and we should get to learn and know who we are. Because if you do not know who you are, two things will happen. Number one, you'll struggle with yourself. And number two, you'll struggle to relate with others. And when you're honest about who you are, you get to learn how to leverage the incredible strengths that you have. One of the things that I had people say last week is that, hey, nye amli tuingilia kama sanguines. Amen? But the reality is that every temperament has the positive side of it and has the area of improvement. I don't want to say dark, but has an area of improvement when it comes to your personality. Sindio. But then one of the things that you get to understand when we are going through this sermon is that as we are asking ourselves where we are going through it, remember you might be married to a sanguine and you're a phleg. Imagine you will give birth to a child who's a melancholy when you're a choleric. Imagine you'll have a boss who's a sanguine and you're wondering why he keeps on telling you things, but ukifika huko unapata vitu ni different, sindio? Sababu tunasemanga tukisonga kama tumesaha. Kama tumesahau. And you keep on wondering, why are these things happening to us and in the spaces that we are in? But when we get to sit down and learn and understand the different personalities that we are, I feel that it will help us gel everything that God has put together, because when the flavors are together, life becomes better. Sindio? Have you imagined two sanguines getting married? Ama two flakes getting married? I'm a two cholerics. Nasikia tu, what does mean? How will it be? How will that flavor be? See, it's overwhelming. Yeah, that's why God created us the way we are, so that we may enjoy the flavor and the strengths that come together with the different personalities that we are. So today I want us to move to the next personality type. And when I thought about chili, I couldn't think of any other way that a choleric would be. Amen. Because when you put chili in food, it overtakes everything. Sindio? Sindio? I am saying that not because that I'm ingiliaing, but I'm a choleric myself. Sindio? And for us, when we get into the space and we get into it fully, tunajipatanga tumefanya nini? Tunajipatanga tumemwaga chili? Tunajipatanga tumemwaga chili yote, yote, yote. But then one of the things that I want to say as we get into the personality types that we get to speak about, as we move through it, let's understand that we should approach them not from a point of negativity. Amen? Let's not only get to see that cholerics are these, sanguines are that, this is that, this is that, but let's also see the beauty that comes with the different personalities that we are, because that is how we are going to help build the kingdom. Amen. To sikae chini to kanga to kusema, see, I can use you as an example. Enye sijui una kwanga gani. Ivo ndio Pastor Benson anakuanga. He's so moody because he's a male. A male moody. Ndio wana anakuanga ivo. Amen. Ama tunaangalia Kinyanjui. Tunasemanga Kinyanjui anakuanga hivyo kosiza sangwe. Amen. And one of the things that I want to do here in public is just to thank you, Kinyanjui. Amen. When Mavuno Diani was being launched, he sent a team of 5 people together with their families to be a part of what is happening in... Why don't we appreciate him for the amazing... Thank you so much for the great support that you have offered to Irene. For any one of us here who have friends and family down in DNA, let's refer them to the church so that you may help it grow. Amen? In Jesus' name. So as I was saying, let's not refer them. Pastor Jade anakuanga? Fled. So tunakuanga hivyo kwa sababu ya ni? Fled. Can I use you as an example? You're called who? Nyawera is? Anakuanga hivyo kwa sababu ya ni? She's choleric. Amen. Because when we get to do that, we are infringing. Amen. We are infringing into the privacy of that person and we get to hurt their feelings. Amen. That is just how they were created with God. And whatever it is that they brought into their table is a wonder and it is a beauty to the body of Christ. Amen. But then the other thing that I also want to challenge us, even as we use, as we step into this series, is that let's not use our temperaments as excuses of doing the things that we do. Amen? Amen. And what is the common phrase that is used within our homes and marriages? Yeah? You hurt your wife. And you say, by the way, mimi nilifanya hivyo not because of anything, but mimi nakuanga tu hivyo. Amen. And when you get to use that phrase, what you're doing is actually hurting your wife. Don't speak to your children in a bossy way because you're a choleric. Amen. Because that way, what do you get to do to them? You get to hurt them and to shoot them down. Amen. They get to do what you want to do. You wanted to be a pilot and you want telling them, "Wafanya hiki kwa sababu wewe ni." Amen. Isn't that what we do to our children? So mai kwa sababu unataka ukue daktari. Amen. Na wewe mwenyewe ukiona damu unatetemeka. Amen. What else do we get to do? Let's not boss our children. Not get into the leadership of whoever who is leading as you think they are not good enough for you because of how they get to lead. Amen. Utaingia kwa hiyo space na utajipata unatetemeka, si ndio? Because leadership is not easy. And leadership are pain are twins. They never separate. Amen. So just because you're seeing that person leading the way they are leading, you don't know the scars that they get to carry on their backs. Amen. So for us, cholerics are just natural leaders. Is that something that you get to observe? Natural leaders, kwa sababu sana sana tunajipatanga hawa wanapendanga kujituma, si ndio? They just look at a space and they're like, me, I want to get into this thing. Amen? And just allow me to share a story. When I was at South, Pastor Angie is a choleric, si ndio? And a sanguine. And I'm a choleric, and I'm getting now to discover that I am phleg, but I knew I was a choleric and a male. Many times did I want to open my mouth and talk, but I kept on slapping myself, telling myself, keep quiet, keep quiet, keep quiet. Not because I did not have anything to say, but because I knew I have to give honor where honor is due. And I had to sit under her, despite the fact that I knew that I had something to say. Was it easy or tough? It was tough. But I had to get myself to a place where I said, let me shut up. Because I know. Mnakumbuka mkisema, uh-huh. When I asked, uyu na uyu wakimari, what will happen? Because in my heart, I kept on telling myself, self, uh-huh, when you open your mouth. Amen. And it was a battle, and I thank God that through it all, I have seen the goodness of God that has come through us. Amen? Had I opened my mouth, probably I couldn't have been sent to plant Siokimau. There I opened my mouth the way I want. There, ask them. I opened the way I want. But here I kept on restraining myself, telling myself, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Because it was tough. Amen? But God saw me through everything. Amen? The other thing you get to learn about cholerics is that they are goal-oriented. Wakikuambia fanya hivi. Wamekuambia fanya, fanya aje. Na sisi kitu moja tunajua, ukiniambia mathematics 1 plus 1 is 2, na mimi nimeamua ni 3. Ni sawa ulienda shule, mimi najua ni 2. Sindio? Lakini mimi naona ni, si goal orientation yetu inakuanga, we nipatie 3. However you're going to solve that problem, get there. I know there is a 2, but you just get the 3 and tell me here is a 3 and you present it. So that things may become okay with us. Amen? The other thing that you get to realize is that when cholerics have given themselves into anything, they give themselves in high capacity. Is it true or false? I may be talking of things that I don't know. Is it true or false? And these are people who, whenever they get to talk, they talk with a lot of self-confidence. Sindio? Sayo tunafanya kitu virong, lakini tunaifanya na courage tu, tunajua tukipotea tu, tunaenda enda huku. Unatuambia rudi, tunakuambia ni sawa, tunarudi. Sindio? Tukisha gonga ukuta huko, ndio tunakam, tunakuambia, ehe, by the way, ulikuwa ukisema nini? Hi, pastors, I'm sorry, I've gone to Swahili. I'm so sorry. Amen? But that's just how we are as choleric. Am I the only choleric here? See, we are many. I'm not being affirmed. I'm like, eh? Am I the only one who does all these things? Amen? And the other things that you guys need to know about is that we thrive in opposition. The mouth that we have does not allow to be kushindwa. Amen. We just like saying, without accepting defeat. Amen. And many times, can I say, Oh, let me not say. So many times in my conversations with her, we get, just because we like talking, we talk. She says, I do. But then I realize I was wrong at the end of it all. So imagine her sanguine of bubbling and my choleric of not wanting being kushindwa. Amen. And I don't know why. We are also at a place where we like being independent and competitive. Cindy, I'm seeing you looking at someone and saying, is it you or is it Pastor Benson? Oh, it's you. Hey. So for me, I'm like, hey, we always like being right. But then one of the things that I want us to understand is just like every other personality, there are also blind spots when it comes to cholerics. And one of the blind spots that we have is that fact that we always think that we are right. We are not right. Sindio, in many times, we are never right. It is just that competitiveness, number one. And it is just that thing which we say, kaende kaya? Kaende kaende, that makes us feel that we are right. But then in reality, we are really, really wrong. Amen. The other thing that you get to understand as our weakness is that at times, or most of the times, we tend not to get into that place of being teachable. Sindio? Kwa sababu tunaamini, that thing that we know, it is the law. Amen. And when you tell us the truth, that when you throw anything up, gravity will tell you down, tutakwambia hapana. Gravity will never bring it down. Amen. Just because we want to say that which we feel we want to say. And one of the things that I have found out with my wife, she says, I don't know whether it is true, that I don't like apologizing. Amen. So to the cholerics, let's also get to that place where we learn to say, sorry. I'm sorry. Amen. Tafadhali tu, tunasema. Tunasema tu pole. Kwa sababu tukijipata, tukisonga, na tunasonga, tukigongana, tukisonga mbele, na tukumbuki kusema. We don't look at the collateral damage that we cause as we are moving forward. So for us, one of the things that we should learn doing is that in our weakness, we should get to a place where we oftenly say what? Sorry. And in our sayings, without saying sorry, we are also very impatient people. We tell you, let's do this thing. Amen. Again, what I hear, I am being told. I tell her, by the way, sunisaidia unifanyie kitu. I look at her for 5 minutes. If I don't see her do, I'm let her kitu nifanye. That is what I am told. I don't know whether it is true. I don't know whether I do it. Yeah? That's what I hear. We that is a weakness that we have. Is it also true? No, in traffic, I'm achani utanichomea hapa. And I need to traffic siko patient that in a penanga ku shush. That is not true. Situlifundishwa hapa hivi kwa kanisa titukue wazuri kwa barabara. Yeah? Yoni? All personalities apart from male. Yeah, nimetetewa hapo kidogo. Amen? We are also told that as cholerics we are unsympathetic. Is it true? Unsympathetic. Ah, is it really true that we don't come to a place where we're saying, sorry, umefinyika, umeumia? Is it true? It's true. You deal with it however you're going to do it. That we have a lot of intolerance. Tolerance. It is very small. We do not want to look at you and we say that Jesus saved us. And Jesus has given us the grace. Tunakaa hivi, tunajambia ni wewe unajikomboa. Na unajikomboa pole pole na tunataka ujikomboa haraka kama tumesonga. Mbinguni inafika. Unajua alituambia ni 2,000 years na zimekaribia. Wewe unasonga pole pole kwa nini? I passes, I'm sorry. Who will translate to passes? At times I find myself, it's sweeter when I speak in Swahili. Yeah? Aki passes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Amen. And through our being intolerant and not saying sorry, at times you just want to feel that sense of power which is not even there. Sindio, he wants to feel like the devil. You know the way the devil thought that he owns the world? Up until he was thrown down from heaven. Amen? We want to feel that we have that kapawa, which is very, very wrong. And we get to a place of destruction with our words. To the cholerics, is it true? As our weakness. Yeah? Yeah, they cannot admit. But we are very destructive with our words. Anakuangalia tu, anakuangalia, anakutupia neno moja. Yeah? Inakuwa imevunja kila kitu, sindio? But then one of the things that I want to say is that not all choleric is like that. Amen. Not all cholerics are like that. Because in this journey of life, people get to mature, people get to age. Sindio? And people get to become Christ-like. And today I want us to look from a story of this guy in scripture who was an amazing, amazing choleric. Amazing because when he did it with all his heart. But then when God got to change him, he again changed him with all his heart. And the person that we're going to talk about and use as a blueprint of our sermon today is none other but the Apostle Paul. Amen? When we first encounter Paul, who was then known as Saul, we found him triumphing in cruelty in every kind of way. Amen. And I want us to read the book of Acts chapter 8 when we saw what he did to Stephen. He had him, he said, Ujama chinja. Ua. Amen. And he was so proud about it. So let's read the book Bible from the book of Acts chapter 8 verses 1 to 3. This is what it says. And Saul approved of the killing of him. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women, putting them in prison. This guy was so wicked because of his temperament. Now, two things. Number one, he had a choleric temperament. Number two, he had swore with his life that he's going to destroy and bring down every person who proclaims that they are a Christian. Did he do it from a rightful place? I believe that he did it. Because his conviction at the time was to do that which he knew and to do it at its best. Amen. But then when you go down to chapter 9 of the book of Acts, this is what happened to him. Chapter 8, we see how he did it with all his heart as he destroyed the church. However, in chapter 9, this is what we get to see a transformed soul. Or rather, Paul. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples, and he went to the high priest and asked for him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. But then when Paul finally converts, because he has hurt so many people, people did not want to believe him. Everything that people used to see about Paul, as we are seated right here, they will not want to know the goodness that comes from you. Everything that people will want to see is a negativity that comes with your personality. And that is what I am urging us not to base our friendship or not to base our thoughts of our friends from, because of their personality. People get to change. Yes, he had so many people with his words. And the disciples of Jesus himself were hesitant that this guy called Paul has gotten to a place where he's transformed. He got to a place where he had arguments with James, Peter, and Barnabas, who are like, yes, you're telling us you are saved, but we know the thing that you were doing to us, and we cannot accept this. So, two things here. Number one, I find incredibly thrilling about Paul as he continues along his journey. Number one, what Paul looked when he got saved and people are not trusting in him that he has changed, is that he decided to harness his strength, which he did 100 when he was persecuting Christians. And when he decided to harness his strength, he decided to harness it now for the right reasons. And whereas his single-minded devotion once went in hurting others, now his choleric tendencies became hard work in helping to improve the kingdom of God and to grow the calling that Christ had put in his heart. His tenacity and drive are completely flipped on their head, and he now uses them to helping others, whereas he used to hit people down. He gets to a place where he says, the same city which I had gone and asked permission to destroy all the men and women who are there, I am going to use it with my all to build it. Amen? And when you study the books that have been written by Paul, you get to realize that he walked in 50 cities, and the 50 cities covered about 20,000 kilometers. Amen? Imagine, by foot. The same power of destruction that he went round destroying, he got to a place where he said, these cities that I destroyed, I'm going to step into them and I'm going to help build them. The second thing you get to see, that the power of surrendering his life to the Holy Spirit, he learns how to temper his weaknesses. Listen to him what he says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 16. Whereas he was all yappy, he was all talky, he was all destructive. Here, in the scriptures, he says this: I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him. Even though I used to blaspheme the name of Christ, in the insolence I persecuted his people. But God had mercy on me, because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. And in with whatever temperament that you have, we do it with ignorance and unbelief. When Paul was doing all his destructive things, he knew that what he was doing was right because he was operating in ignorance and unbelief. And as we are seated here, there might be those among us who are still at that place. God has extended the saving power and grace to all of us. Why don't we look at him as we search ourselves and we say, God, deliver us from our ignorance. Deliver us from our unbelief. Verse 14 says this: Oh, how generous and gracious our Lord was, because he filled me with the faith and love that comes from Christ Jesus. This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all. You have to realize that in whatever temperament that you are, through your weaknesses and through your struggles, that Jesus has given you the saving grace that comes from him. And in your current operating way, you are the greatest of sinners. And you're extending your arm to tell God, come and save me from this. Verse 16 says this: But God had mercy on me, so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life. You know, many people who have written commentaries about what happened to Paul when he encountered God himself through this, he says that Paul had gotten to a place of ignorance. Paul had gotten to a place where he was saying kifua mbele, to a place where he became humble. And as we are seated here this morning, I just want to pray that God would bring us to that place of humility before him and humility before man. Amen? That God may take any of those things that we say, this is what has gotten into my head that makes me act the way I act. And we get to a place where we say that with you, God, all of us are at the same level. And that truly, Jesus, you reign in all of us. So here, Paul had no reason to be honest and valuable with a young man who he was mentoring. But he decided to be. Remember, he was tough and all these things. But he decided, Timothy, you don't know me. And I don't have the right to become humble before you. But let me just decide to become that which I am not, because of the transformation that I have received from our Lord and Savior. He realized that he's nothing and no one before God, but that God had mercy on him and that now he's filled with the faith and love that comes from Christ. We see in the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 that he got to a place that he started encouraging people, whereas he was the one who was killing them and destroying them. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we see that he's gotten to a place where he's yielding to others, yet that was something that was not happening to him. In the book of 2 Timothy verse 4, chapter 4 verse 16, we see that he became very forgiving, whereas he was at a place where he was so intolerant and he couldn't pick anything that people were not doing according to that which he had asked them to do. But by the transformation that came through his life, he started encouraging people, he started yielding to other people, and he started being very forgiving and extending grace as had been extended to him by other people. And what I find encouraging is that his encounter with Jesus may have changed the direction of his leadership, but it did not lessen its impact. With that which God has given you, with your temperament, he will just change your direction of it. Whereas there are these strengths that you work with, and there are these weaknesses that you get to change. When you get to Christ, he doesn't change who you are. All that he does is changes for the focus, and he changes the impact of which you're going to do when you turn and say, God, I am walking to this other direction. God now uses you to strengthen your abilities and your leadership with that which you have humbly brought before him and have told him, God, this is you. And he knew, I am giving you this. God does not move the temperaments. And God loves you just the way you are. The Holy Spirit gets to step in and to redirect your strength, and he works on your weaknesses. One of the things that I have come to love is the journey that I had to take in Mavuno. I know I have shared it with you. It wasn't easy for me to so many times slap myself and to hold my mouth and say, keep quiet. But within the space, I also got to encounter different personalities that acted in different ways. Amen. Ways that hurt people. Ways that kicked people. Ways that harmed people. Amen. See, that is who we are. Is it true or false? And I don't need to lie. Sindio. And just like Paul, we got into that space not because we wanted to do it, but because of ignorance and unbelief. And because you're like, this is my personality, and I am going to use it all around. Now, there's this book that I wrote. It's called The Church. Amen? And I wrote it out of my experience of Mavuno. And out of, there's a church where you're seated, and there's a church where I am standing. Amen. Your view of the church is different from my view of the church. Me, I'm seeing you seated. You're seeing me standing. This, I wrote it from a place of standing. And the things that were said, good and bad, the challenges that I faced, and I said, let me put it out there in writing. It might help a pastor who's going through what I went through. Amen? It's called The Church. Amen? I'd like you to support me. Amen? This is one of my books. It's called The Church. My Mavuno South story, to be specific, because this is where I came from. And how my eyes were opened. I was looking at church from the pew, and I discovered that I have to look at it from where I am standing. Amen? There are some good stories and there are some truth stories. Kukona both good and truth in the book. Amen? Yeah, and I also approached the people of the good and the truth, and I told them, will you buy my book? So that they read the good and the truth that they did in my journey here. This is a book that my wife wrote. It's called My Heart's Battle. The Heart's Battle. Amen? Will you also support her? It also goes for $1,000 bob. Amen? You write and hear the story of her life and the experiences that she went through. Akipitajua, akikatiwa, akifanyizo vitu zote, siziko hapa, situmesema tunatoboa. Nataka nifiche. Sivo ndio watanunua. Ndio wajue ulikatiwa aje. Na mimi nilipatana na wewe wapi. Na sijui kwa nini hakuweka story yangu ni kiruka fence. Kwa nini hukuweka, by the way? Kwa hiyo kitabu ingine? Aya. Then I have this one, which is called Your Words Are Your Reflection. Everything that has been said to you and what you say to others would impact them in a very powerful way. Amen? Sikuna wengine waleambua we ni kondo na tunatembeaga kama makondo. Sindio? Tunatembea tukisawa tu, Yesu mimi ni kondo, Yesu mimi ni kondo. Sindio? Nikomboe kutoka kukua kondo. You might look at like naongea vibaya, lakini sikuongea vibaya. Sikuna watu wanakuanga hivyo. Me, my father told me this. It has never left them till today. Is it true or false? My sister told me this, my brother told me this, my auntie said this to me, and I never talked to them up to now. Is it true or false? Yeah, that's something probably I was just trying to reflect and to address in my book, Your Words Are Your Reflection, because we have the power of the tongue. Amen. So for me, what I'm simply saying is that whatever temperament that you are, use it to the advantage of that which God has given to you. Amen. Use it positively. Don't harm your wife, as I say. Don't harm your husband. Don't harm your pastor. Don't harm your children, because you're standing by the temperament that God has said to you. You would be crushing them without you knowing. Amen? So I just want to share 3 ABCs about what to do with the temperament that God has given you. Number one, acknowledge and celebrate your strength. Amen? So are you here and having strong choleric tendencies? I don't know. Me, sinime anika my life. Because I'm a choleric and I have nothing to hide. Amen? Bless God for you, because that is exactly how God made you. He made you to be strong, to be decisive, and to be a leader. The world needs you and your gift. The world needs you and your gift. And so does the kingdom. Don't ever let anyone look down on you. Make jokes about you or anything that you get to do because of your flavor. God did not make a mistake with you. He created you powerful just the way you are so that you can accomplish his purpose. However, the enemy gets to know your weaknesses and you must get to a place of knowing. Amen? So that you work on yourself. B is bring your weaknesses to God. For the very reason that God wants to use your strengths, the enemy wants to sabotage you by exploiting your weaknesses. He wants to use your strengths against you. And last week, the sanguines need to cultivate the fruit of discipline. So that's what you said. And today we say that the cholerics need to cultivate the spirit of gentleness and the using of our words to bless others. Your words have power to build, but also to destroy. And today many are destroying and wounding those around them because of what we are used to say, but this is just how I am. It is true that that's just how you are, but may you get to a place where you encounter Christ, and just like Paul, you get to a place where you humble yourselves. The book of Proverbs chapter 15 verses 4 says, "His kind words heal and help, but cutting words wound and maim." May we not get to that place where our words cut and maim, but we get to where our words get to heal and to help, because that's where God has called us. And C, commit to walking a new life with Christ. Work a new start with acknowledging the mistakes you have made and ask God for forgiveness. Amen? Just because we don't say I'm sorry to the people around us, let's not get to a place where we also don't tell God sorry over the things that are going around us. Amen? Let's ask God to come and convict us through our words. The book of James, chapter 5, verse 16 says this: confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Amen? Looking at yourself positively with all the temperaments that we are needs us to make a decision of walking the right path. Helps you to make a decision about how you're going to live moving forward. Makes you make a decision about the person that you're going to be moving forward with the strengths and the challenges that come with your personality. And for the choleric, just because of the power that comes with your personality as a choleric, there's nothing as powerful as when a choleric gets to speak words of blessings and purpose over the lives of others. Don't use it to crush. Use it to bless. Use it to uphold. Use it to uplift, because that is the power that has given to you. As you bless, ask God to help you grow in gentleness. Ask God to help you grow in His wisdom of how to handle those that are around you. When you look at the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, this is what it says: do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Because you get to realize that cholerics might get to a place where they do things with selfish ambitions. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. May God bless us through this series that we are currently going through. And may no one get to a place where they say, God, this thing is hurting me as we talk about it. This thing is changing me. This thing has put ABCD within me. That God, you may bring us to that place where we understand that through it all, you have the power to change, to humble, to strengthen, and to use that which we are to the glory and honor of your name. Let's be on our feet as we pray, and as I welcome the worship team. And I want to first pray for those that are here and are saying that I hurt people through my words, that I hurt people through my actions as a choleric, and I hurt people through the fact that I never ever want to get to a place of humbling myself because your personality does not allow you to get to a place of being defeated. And I want you to make a prayer of forgiveness. Probably if you can lead us in a song, that you may get to a place of asking God to forgive us and use us just as He did to Paul, to be a blessing with all might to the people that are around us. If you're here and you're saying that, God, this is me, that I have hurt people with my personality, and that you're telling Him, God, come and turn things around in my life, may you raise your hand that I may pray with you. Father, we thank you and we bless you this wonderful afternoon. I thank you because of how you created each and every one of us differently, and the power that you have placed in each and every of our hearts with the personalities that we live in and that we carry within ourselves. We thank you because we have seen just as Paul, that he did things the way he did with ignorance. Father, we are praying that you may take each and every kind of ignorance that might be in us that causes destruction, oh God, to the people that are around us with the personalities that we carry as cholerics. And I'm asking for forgiveness, oh God, on behalf of every other choleric that is here, to those that we might have hurt, that Heavenly Father, you work your way through us, that Heavenly Father, you may get to bless us, that you may be a blessing to those that are around us, oh God. I also want to pray for those who have been hurt by the cholerics, and I seek you to forgive us. I seek you to look at us from a different angle, oh God. I pray that Jehovah God, that nothing will be carried against us because of our personalities. May you also work on those and help them, King of Glory, as they also work on their weaknesses in the different personalities that they get to carry, O God. I also want to pray that, Heavenly Father, that you may give us a heart of gentleness as cholerics, O God. That you may get to love your people and to affirm them and to cover them and to hug them, O God, and to uplift them in the things of your Holy Spirit. We are thanking you, Jehovah, because you are great, because you are mighty. And we worship your holy name this wonderful morning, O God. Why don't you sing that song that's being played? Yeah, that one. That we love you. Father, we are thanking you. We are blessing you, Lord. We release everything that we are to you. And we thank you for speaking to us, O God. We thank you for encouraging us. We thank you for showing us your goodness and your mercy, O God. And we bless you. We ask that, Heavenly Father, you may help us know ourselves first. Through our strengths and our weaknesses, O God, as we embark on the journey, O God, of seeking you to help us become the best of that which you have put within our temperaments, O God. We thank you, Jesus, and we bless you, for we have prayed that, believing and trusting in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. For anyone who might want our books, they are at the back. Thank you so much. And God bless you.
Yes. Asante, Pastor Victor.